Chafei Masechet Shavuos, and we will begin with the Mishnah and Daf Chafei. And the Mishnah continues, Echad Dvarim Shel Atzmai Ve'echad Dvarim Shel Acherim. A Shavuos Bitui could be made in regard to what he will do for himself, and in regard something that he will do for others. V'echad Dvarim Sheyesh Behem Mamish, it could be made in regard to something which has substance. V'echad Dvarim Sheyesh Behem Mamish, and the Shavuos Bitui could be made in regard to things which have no substance. And the Mishnah explains those two cases which were not understood. Ketzad, Amar shvua she'etein le'ish plaini v'shalai etein. If a person takes a shvua that I will give something to somebody or I will not give it to him, she'nasati v'shalai nasati, that I gave it to him or I didn't give it to him. This is a shvua on dvarim shalacherim, something which regards another person, and this also could be included into shvuas bitui. And what do we mean when we say that you could take a shvuas bitui and dvarim she'ein behen mamish, things which have no substance? And the Mishnah continues, she'ishan v'shalai ishan, that I will sleep or that I will not sleep, she'ashanti v'shalai ashanti, that I slept or I did not sleep. After all, this is something which has no substance. Sleep is intangible. She'ezrek tzor ligam v'shalai ezrek, I will throw a stone into the ocean or I will not throw it. She'zarakti v'shalai zarakti, I threw a stone or I didn't throw a stone. Here we're discussing something which actually does have substance, the stone. But the question is, what did the person derive from the stone? When someone throws a stone into the yam, when he takes it and he disposes of it, he hasn't received any hana of substance from that stone. What has he taken from the stone of substance? Nothing. And therefore, although the stone is substantial, it is mamish. What you derived from the stone is something which is intangible, and therefore it is included into something which is ein bohem mamish, and yet the Mishnah tells us that by a shavua it is possible to take a shavua to prohibit or to make himself mechuyev to do something, although it is something which is intangible, it is ein bohem mamish. And the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yishmael Aymer, Einai Chayav Ella Halasid. When we discuss a Shavuos Bitui that a person takes, he can only become Mechuyev a Karban for a Shavuos Bitui when he took the Shavua in regard to something in the future. I will or will not do something. Shenemar, because it says in the Pasuk, Lehara Oilahetiv. The pasuk which talks about doing something negative or doing something positive is discussing a shvua that a person took in the future, either to be mechayiv himself to do something or to prohibit himself from doing something in the future. It was not discussed in the pasuk openly if a person took a shvua in the past, claiming that he did or did not do something. And therefore Rabbi Shmuel holds that the parsha of Shavuos Bitui in Vayikra, where we say that there is a chiyuv chatos, a person is mechuyev to bring a korban for having transgressed a Shavuos Bitui, only applies to a shvua which was taken in the future. However, Rabbi Shmuel is certainly maida that a person could take a shvua about whether he did something in the past, and he will get malchus for having... This is Mavur in the Gemara and Daf Chafei Amid Beis. The machlaikis that we have here in the Mishnah of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is not whether it is permissible to make such a shvua, which is talking about the past. Rather, the question is whether you are punishable with the korban chatos, as the halacha is by Shavuos Bitui, which is Mavur in Vayikra Hei. Amar lei Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Shmuel, in Cain, if we are going to be so exact and say that the person is only mechuyev on the future, as is stated explicitly in the pasuk Lahara Olahetiv, in Cain, ein li al advarim sheyesh bohem hara vehatava. We should also say that not every action should be included in a shvuas bitui. When he takes a shvua to do something in the positive sense, or he takes a shvua that he won't do something in the negative sense, it shouldn't be included unless it's something which is positive, which he could gain from, which is hatava, or something which is negative, which would harm him. But Devarim She'ein Bayam Hara'a V'atava, something which is not included in Lahara or Lahaitiv, Minayin, how do we know this? And of course, Rabbi Shmuel is Maida, that a person could take a Shavua in the positive or negative sense. I will do something or I won't do something, regardless of whether or not it is Hara'a or Hatava. Amar Lai, Mi Ribui HaKotuv. We know this because there's a special Ribui in the Pasuk, which includes other things also. And of course, the Gemara and Daf Chavavav is going to explain exactly what the Machlaikas of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel is. Amar Lai, so Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Shmuel, Im Riba HaKotuv Lekach, Riba HaKotuv Lekach. If you use the Ribui in the Pasuk to include the Halacha, that it doesn't have to be something which is specifically Ra or Hatava, as long as it is positive and negative, it is included in the Parsha of Shvuas Bitui. I also say that included in the Ribui HaKotuv is something which is in the past, not only in the future. And the Gemara will later tell us that the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel is how we darshan the psukim. Do we use a klalu pratu klal? When one uses a klalu pratu klal, we know that the halacha is that you could only be marbe ke'ein haprat. Or do we use a ribui umiut? And that's what Rabbi Akiva holds, and we will see that later on the Gemara and Daf Chavavav. Akoponim, let's continue with the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, Chaymer b'nedarim mi b'shvuas, Chaymer b'shvuas mi b'nedarim. There is one aspect that nedarim have a halachas which are more stringent than shvuas, and there is another aspect where shvuas have a halacha which is more stringent than nedarim. Chaymer b'nedarim, in what aspect are nedarim more stringent than shvuas? Shahanidarim cholim al dvar mitzvah kidvar harashus. Masha'ein kein b'shvuas. We know that a neder could be binding even if it will prohibit him from fulfilling a mitzvah that he's required to. Just like it could be binding in something which is not a mitzvah. In other words, a person could take a neder and through a neder prohibit himself from sitting on a chair. And he also could prohibit himself from sitting in a sukkah. Masha'en came b'shvuas. We know that this is not the case by a shvuah. A person could not take a shvuah to be mavatal a mitzvah. Not only can a person not take a shvuah to be mavatal a mitzvah, even if a person takes a shvuah to be mekayim a mitzvah, the shvuah is not binding. Because ein shvuah chalal shvuah. One shvuah cannot be binding if he is already bound by a previous shvuah. And since the person is mushba v'yomid mahar Sinai, not only can he not take a shvuah to negate a mitzvah, he cannot even make a binding shvuah to be mekayim a mitzvah. What is the difference between nidarim and shvuot in this regard? The Ran and the Rosh are mevayir. As we have said before, a neder is something which is chal on the chefetz, meaning to say that a person has the ability to actually put an isur on the chefetz, on the object. The object is not mechuyev to be mekayim any mitzvahs. If a person takes a neder and says that this sukkah is prohibited upon me, the halacha is that this sukkah could become prohibited upon him, because the sukkah has no requirement to fulfill any mitzvahs, and the sukkah is not obligated to allow him to sit in this. However, we know that a shavuah is an iser gavra. When a person takes a shavuah, he is requiring himself to do something or prohibiting himself to do something. And therefore, a person cannot take a shavuah that he will not be mekayim a mitzvah. He cannot take a shavuah that he will not sit in a sukkah, because he, the person, is required to do so. And therefore, the shavuah cannot be chal upon him. So this halacha of chaymer b'nedarim b'shvuos, that nedarim are chal al dvar mitzvah, which is not true by shvuos, is based on this simple difference that we have in the nature of a neder and a shvuah. A neder is something which is projected upon the object, where the shvuah is binding upon the person. The Rosh explains that actually is the havana of the next halacha. Let us continue. Chaymer b'shvuas, there is an aspect that shvuas are more stringent than nedarim. Shahashivuais chalais al davar she'ein by mamish, ki davar she'yesh by mamish. A shvua could pertain to something which has no substance, just as it could to something which does have substance. Ma she'ein kein b'nedarim. By nedarim, that is not the case. Again, the Rosh tells us that the Havana of this halacha is also dependent on this basic difference between Shavuos and Nedarim. A neder cannot be chal on a davar she'ein by mamish, because an iser could only be binding on something of substance. If that's the case, that would be the same thing by Shavuos. However, a Shavua is not projected upon the object. When a person takes a shavua that he will not sleep, or a shavua that he will or will not throw a stone into the ocean, nothing is happening to the sleep or to the stone. The person is making an iser upon himself. So even if we are discussing an action which is aimed by mamish, if we are making a shavua, we are discussing putting an iser on the person who is yesh by mamish. And there, so although by nedarim it's impossible to make a neder on a davar she'ein by mamish, by shavuos you could, since it's an isra gavra, it is chal on the person. The result is that both of these halachas are based on the same premise. A shavua is an isra gavra, and a neder is an isra chafza. Of course, the Rosh continues to tell us that there are many halachas which we find differentiations between neder and shvua, and they're all based on this premise. The reason why we say, and we learned this previously in the parak, that there is hatfasa b'nedarim, that a person can make hatfasa, is because when a person says ki kikar zu, he is saying something which is meaningful. Because when a person takes a neder, the first kikar actually became aser, and therefore it's possible to be matvis on it. Whereas by shvua, if we say there's no hatfasa by shvua, the argument is the same. If a person says kikar zu kizu, he has said nothing. Because if the person has only taken a shvua not to eat the kikar, nothing has happened to the kikar at all. And the Gemara continues, the Mishnah talks about how a person could take a shvua in regard to someone else. And the Mishnah says that the shavua is that I will or will not give something to him. And the Gemara asks, Mayatain, what type of giving are we discussing? If we're talking about that the person took a shavua to give charity to a poor person, how could we say that the shavua is binding? Mushpa va'oimed mahar sinaihu. He already is mushpa va'oimed. He is already bound by an oath at Har Sinai to be mekayim es ha'toira. Shenemar, as it says, nasayin titayin lai. A person is mechuyiv to give tzedakah to the poor person. And therefore, the shavua certainly would not be binding. And if he did not give tzedakah, he would be over on the yisra of nasayin titayin lai. However, he would not be over on a shavua shuas bitui. Taisus and Avchav Gimel Amid Beis brings a raya from this Gemara that when we say Ein Shavua Chal Al Shavua or Ein Shavua Chal Al Isur, we are discussing not only a lav but even a bitul essay. The Gemara says here that it is impossible to say that he could take a shavua she'etein or shalayetein because of the mitzvah asay of nasayin titein lai. Therefore, we see that a shavua cannot be mechal even to be mevatel a mitzvah asay. And the Gemara concludes, elamatan elasher. We must say that the giving and not giving that we are discussing in the Mishnah has nothing to do with a mitzvah. Rather, he's discussing giving to an usher. The Rishonim here all pose a question that even if we are discussing giving to an usher, where there is no mitzvah involved, it is also problematic. How is it possible to say that a person takes a shavua and that it has a din of shavuas bitui that I will give something to someone else? How does one know that the other person will accept the present? And since it is impossible for the person to predict that he will be able to do something, since it is totally bedas acherim, it is dependent on the other person's willingness to accept the present, it should have a halacha of a shvuas shav, something which he cannot take a shvua about, since it is not up to him to fulfill it. The Ran and the Ritva both give the same answer. We must say then that when the person takes a shvua she'etein that I will give, he doesn't mean that I will succeed in giving a present to that person. That's not the shvua. If that were the shvua, that I take a shvua that I actually will give him the present and he will accept it, there will be a transfer of ownership of this object from my ownership to his, then it would be a shvuat shav. Since it is impossible for the person to actually do this, he doesn't know that the person will accept it. Rather, the shvua is to be explained that I will do my part in giving him a present. That's what we must assume that that's what the Mishnah means to say is the meaning of this shvua she'etein. I will do my part, and whether or not he accepts it, I have fulfilled my obligation. And the Gemara continues, we learned in the Mishnah that a shvua could be binding even on something which is ein by mamish, which has no substance. And the first example that the Mishnah gave was she'ishan v'shalai ishan. If a person took a shavua that I will sleep or that I will not sleep, in both cases it is considered a shavuas bitui. And the Gemara asks the question, Eini, we have learned to the contrary. The Ha'amir of Yechanan, Rav Yechanan said, Ha'amir shavua shalai ishan gimel yamim. If a person took a shavua that he will not sleep for 3 days, malkin oisai, we immediately give him malkus. The yashen la'alter, and let him go to sleep immediately. The shavua is a shavuas shav. It is impossible for a person to go 3 days without falling asleep. And therefore we give him malchus immediately, and the shavua is not taifes in terms of a shavuas bitui, because a person cannot take a shavuas bitui on something which is impossible for him to fulfill. Therefore it's a shavuas shav, and we give him malchus and let him go to sleep. How then could we have said in the Mishnah, v'shalai ishan, that I will not sleep is a shavuas bitui? And the Gemara says, Hasam da Amr Gimel. There it's talking about where a person said that I will not sleep for 3 days. Hacha de lay Amr Gimel. Here it doesn't mean that he took a shavua that I won't sleep for 3 consecutive days. He was talking about a smaller amount of time. Possibly, according to some of the girsa that the Rishonim have, he was talking about immediately, I won't sleep now. The main point is that he clearly said that he's not going to sleep for a small amount of time which was possible for him to fulfill, and therefore it has halacha of a shvuas bitui. And the Mishnah is telling us that although sleep is not a davar sheyesh by mamish, it is possible for a person to make a shvua in regard to this, as we explained from the Rosh, because after all, although sleep itself is intangible, the person is tangible, and the shvua is chal on the gavra. However, when a person takes a shvua not to sleep for 3 days, which is something which is impossible for the person to fulfill, he will fall asleep whether he wants to or not. There the shvua sabitui is not chal for a different reason, because it's an impossibility, and he gets malchus for having taken a shvua shav. The Rambam paskins that not only when a person takes a shvua that he is not going to sleep that it is considered a shvua shav, but if a person takes a shvua that he won't eat, it is also considered a shvua shav. Because after all, eventually a person must eat. The Ran immediately asks on the Rambam, how could we compare this to someone who says that he's not going to sleep? When someone takes a shvua that he's not going to sleep, he has taken a shvua that is impossible for him to fulfill. In reality, a person will fall asleep even against his own will. However, the Ran argues, when a person takes a shvua that he's not going to eat, he does have the option to starve himself. And therefore, we cannot say that it would be a shvuas shav for the same reason that a person who took a shvua not to sleep. However, the Ran says that since it is prohibited for a person to starve himself, and ultimately he would be mechuyev to eat to prevent himself from committing suicide, that in itself makes it a shvuas shav. Because if a person takes a shvua levatel davar min ha'taiga, it's also considered a shvuas shav. So the halacha, the Ran agrees with the Rambam. However, lav mitamei, not because of the same reason. It's not considered a shvuas shav because it's impossibility. It's considered a shvuas shav because it's levatel davar min ha'taiga. In regard to our Mishnah, however, the Gemara concluded that when it says in our Mishnah that he took a shvua not to sleep, it must mean for a short amount of time that was possible for him to fulfill. And the Gemara continues, the person took a shvua to throw a stone into the yam, or not to throw. And the Gemara continues, Itmar, Shvua Shizarak Plani Tzor Liyam. If a person took a Shvua, that is a particular individual, threw a stone into the Yam, Vishalai Zarak, or that he didn't, in other words, he took a Shvua about something that someone else did or did not do. Rav Omar Chayiv. Rav says that if we find out that it is not as he said in his Shvua, he will be mechuyev a karbon for shvuas bitui, which means that this particular shvua is also included in the parsha of shvuas bitui. Ushmuel amar pater. Shmuel says that if a person took a shvua that someone else did or did not throw a stone into the yam, he is pater for the karbon of shvuas bitui. Certainly, however, even Shmuel would be maide, as we pointed out earlier in the Mishnah, that even if this particular Shavua is not included in the Parsha of Shavuas Bitui, certainly a person is not allowed to take a Shavua that someone threw something or did not throw something into the ocean if it's not true. He will be like for having made a Shavuas Shaker. The question between Rav and Shmuel is only whether this is also included in the Parsha of Shavuas Bitui, where the Torah in Vayikra Hey tells us that there's a Chiv Karban for transgressing. I'll call upon him, Rav Amar Chayim. Rav says that the Shavua in regard to this other person, as to what he did or did not do, is a Chalak of the Parsha of Shavuas Bitui, and therefore you are Chayim. Ushmuel Amar Potter, and Shmuel says that this is not to be considered a Shavuas Bitui. The Gemara continues to explain what the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel is. This particular Shavua in regard to someone else cannot be made in the future. A person cannot take a Shavua that another person will or will not do something. After all, as we mentioned before when we were discussing the Gemara of Matana La'asher, whenever a person takes a shvua that something will or will not happen, if it is not under his jurisdiction to see to it that it happens, that is considered a shvuas shav. A shvuas bitui that requires a person to fulfill that which he said is only if it's something that he actually could fulfill. Therefore, it is obvious that someone cannot take a shvuas bitui, which will be mechayiv him a karban for something which he claims that another person will or will not do. And it is not up to him to decide that, and therefore that is not a shvuas bitui. However, in the past, l'cha'ira, we could take a shvua that someone did or did not do something. The question, as the Gemara will tell us in the Maskana, is whether or not something which cannot be said in the future could also qualify as a shvuas bitui. After all, the parsha in Vayikra Hey, which discusses shvuas bitui, is a projection into the future. A person takes a shvua lehara or lehetiv, to either do something negative or to do something positive in the future. The question then is, according to the Maskonis HaGemara, whether or not a shvua that cannot be made in the future, in the sense of a shvuas bitui, whether such shvua could qualify as a shvuas bitui when it's said in the past. So the Gemara begins by telling us that this is the machlokes, because in actuality the Gemara lamaskana will conclude, after looking at all the other options, that this is indeed the machlokes. So the Gemara begins by telling us the maskana. Rav Amr Chayev, Rav hold that you are Mechuyev, Isay Balav Vehein. You could make this Shavua either in the positive form or in the negative form. He either did or did not throw it into the Yam. And that's all one needs in order to be a Shavuas Bitui. Ushmuel Amar, and Shmuel says, Patur, the person cannot be considered liable for having transgressed a Shavuas Bitui when he made this particular shvua, because lasei bilahaba, it is something which cannot be made in the future. And a shvua which cannot be made in the future form, cannot be considered a shvuas bitui. A shvuas bitui, by definition, is something which could be made in the future also. This is the maskonat ha-gemara, and the gemara began by telling us the maskonat. However, now the gemara will go through some of the other options. And the gemara continues, Lema bepluktet the Rabbi Shmuel the Rabbi Akiva kamiflagi. Possibly we could say that the machlaikas of Rav and Shmuel by this particular Shavua is the machlaikas of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel that we had in our Mishnah. Titznan, we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel Aymar, Einai Chayav, Ela Al Ha'asid Lavai. The only time a person could become Mechuyah for a Shavuas Bitui is only if it was a Shavuah that was said in regard to the future. I will or will not do something. Shene'emar Lahara Oy Lahaytif. Just like the Pasuk was obviously discussing when it said Lahara Oy Lahaytif. Amalei Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva said to him, Im kain, ein li ela dvarim sheesh bahem hara v'hatava. If you're going to be so exacting with the pasuk and saying that the only type of shvua that is included in shvuas bitui is something which is in the future, we should also have to say that it has to be something which is positive and negative in a good or detrimental fashion. Dvarim sheein bahem hara v'hatava, but something which is positive and negative but is not detrimental to him. Minayin, how do we know that that's included in Shavuos Bitui? Amar Lai, so Rabbi Shmuel said, Mirubi Akasuv. We have an explicit ribui, as the Gemara will explain on the Chavav. Amar Lai, so Rabbi Akiva said, Im Riba Akasuv Lakach, Riba Akasuv Lakach. Just like the Torah is Marba, that it doesn't have to be specifically Lahara or Lahaytiv, rather any action, positive or negative, to do something or not to do something, is included in Shavuos Bitui. And so too, it doesn't have to be just in the future, it could also be in the past. Also, I'll call upon him. We have a machlekes in our Mishnah whether or not it is possible to have a shvuas bitui in the past. Rabbi Shmuel holds that shvuas bitui only exists in the future, and Rabbi Akiva holds that it exists in the past as well. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it is then elementary that a shvua shezarak plaini tzror liyam v'shaloi zarak is not a shvuas bitui. It is said in the past form. Whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, it might be considered a shvua since it is in the past form. So let us say that the machlaikas in Rav and Shmuel has already been learned in the machlaikas of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. And the Gemara says, Rav diyamek Rabbi Akiva, u'Shmuel tamek Rabbi Shmuel. Rav who holds that you could be mechuyiv on this shvua. Shazarak ploini tzror liyam has to hold that it could be Akiva, that you could be mechuyiv l'shavar. U'Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shmuel that holds that you could only be mechuyiv al ha'asid. And the Gemara says, Aliba de Rabbi Yishmael, Kuli Amalai Pligi. In regard to Rabbi Yishmael, that's Pashat, that Rav cannot hold like Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says that it's only possible to have a Shavuot Bitui in the future. And even a form of Shavuot Bitui, which could be in the future, for example, I will eat. If you made it in the past, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it is not a shvuas bitui. I ate, or I didn't eat, achalti or lo achalti. So the Gemara says, Hashta milta di isa b'lahaba, l'mechayiv ala Rabbi Shmuel l'shavar. If we find that Rabbi Shmuel holds that something which could have been said in the form of the future, aichal v'loy aichal, I will eat or I will not eat. If I said it in the past, it is not considered a shvuas bitui. Milsa, the lesser of the lahaba, mibai, something which can't even be said in the future. Like our case here, where someone took a shvua that someone was dayrek a chayvitz liyam, it can't be made into a shvua bitui in the future that someone else will throw it, as we said before. Because that would be a shvuas shav. Alachas kama v'kama, Rabbi Yishmael would hold that this can't have a din of a shvuas bitui. So there's no question that the Rav's halacha, that this shvua shazarak plaini tzor liyam is considered a shvuas bitui, is not with the shita of Rabbi Yishmael. However, Just because we are saying that Rav matolik Rabbi Akiva does not mean to say that Shmuel matolik like Rabbi Shmuel. Shmuel also could hold like Rabbi Akiva, as the Gemara explains. Ki pligi alibi de Rabbi Akiva. Their machlaikis is in the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Rav could Rabbi Akiva. That's part of those who just said that Rav must hold like Rabbi Akiva. He can't hold like Rabbi Shmuel. Ushmuel amar, and Shmuel says that despite the fact that we find in the Mishnah that Rabbi Akiva holds that something which was said in past tense could be a Shavuos Bitui, that's only in our Mishnah. Ad kan la Michayev Rabbi Akiva hatan l'shaavar, el emilsa de'isa b'la haba Michayev Rabbi Akiva l'shaavar. When did we find in the Mishnah that Rabbi Akiva holds that a Shavua that was said in the past tense still could be considered a Shavuos Bitui, that's only such a thing which could be projected into the future? Avol midi de'lasa b'la haba alai. But something which cannot be in the future, we don't find that Rabbi Akiva holds that that would be included in the parsha Shavuos Bitui. So therefore, we cannot say that the machlokes in Rav and Shmuel is the machlokes of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, because both Rav and Shmuel could fit their shita into Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara continues, Lema b'plukta, the Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira v'rabbanin k'miflegi. Maybe we could say that the machlokes of Rav and Shmuel in our Mishnah is dependent on the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and the Rabbanon. The Tznan, we learned in the Mishnah later, and Avchav Zayinam and Aleph, Nishba levatel es ha-mitzvah, v'loi bitel potur. If a person took a shavua not to be mekayim a mitzvah, and then he was mekayim that mitzvah, patur, he is not chayiv for having transgressed on the Shavuos Bitui, because the Shavua in the first place never was binding. Lekayim is a mitzvah. If a person took a Shavua that he will fulfill a mitzvah, v'leikiyim, and he was not mekayim it, the question arises, besides the aveira that he has for not having fulfilled a mitzvah, has he also transgressed his Shavuos Bitui? And the Mishnah says, patur, even if he made a shvua to fulfill a mitzvah, it also was not binding. This is the shita of the Chachamim. And they are coming to disagree with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that holds that although we understand a person cannot take a shvua, levatel es ha-mitzvah, however, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira holds that a person could make a shvua, lekayim es ha-mitzvah. Shahaya b'din shiyehei chayiv k'divei Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. One might think that it is mistaber to say that a person should be mechuyev for having transgressed his shvua. In other words, his shvua was binding when a person made a shvua l'kayim es ha-mitzvah. Dam Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, u'ma im harashut. If we talk about something which a person is not required to do, she'ena mushpa aleha mahar Sinai, he was not required and he was not bound by an oath on Har Sinai that he should fulfill this act. If a person takes his shavua, he is mechuyev for having transgressed his shavua. Mitzvah shemushpa ala mahar Sinai ain adin sheyehei chayev ala. It makes so much more sense that we should say alachas kama v'kama. If in addition he was mechuyev to do this because of the shavua that he took at Har Sinai, alachas kama v'kama should be mechuyev. And this is what Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira holds. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira holds that if a person takes a shavua lekayem es hamitzvah, it is binding. And if subsequently he fails to fulfill the mitzvah, not only is he responsible for having a shortcoming in his kiyum ha-mitzvah, he has added upon it an iser of Shavuos Bitui. Amrulai, so the Chachamim answered to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, im amrit b'shavuot harashus, if you talk about a shavua that a person takes in mundane affairs, which he is not required to do min ha-taira, the reason why he could make a shavua to do something is shekein asa balav kein. The Taira said that you have to have a shavua which is lahara o lahetiv, which a person could fulfill in either the positive or in the negative, and when a person takes a shavua and a dvar reshus, he could make it either belav or behain, either in the positive or the negative form. Taimar b'shavuas mitzvah shekein You mean to tell me that it's possible that there should be a shavuas bitui in existence in such a situation where you could only do it in the positive but not in the negative? Like in the example of a person who makes a shavu lekaimis mitzvah, that even Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is maida, that you cannot have a shavua to be mevatel es mitzvah. So since this particular shavua can only be in the positive and not in the negative, it does not meet the criteria of a shavuas bitui in the Torah, which was expressed with lahara ulahaitiv, which means to say that it has to be a shavua that could be either way. And since lekayim es mitzvah could not be the opposite levatel es mitzvah, the chachamim hold it is not a shavuas bitui. We have that a machleges between Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and the chachamim. The chachamim hold when the Torah said lahara ulahaitiv, the Torah meant to say that every shavua which is to be a shavuas bitui must be a shavua that it is possible to make in both the positive and the negative. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira holds that the Torah does not mean to say that you must be able to do it in both fashions. If it could be either lahara or lahaytiv, it also could qualify as a shvuas bitui, and you are mechuyev in a korban shvua for a shvuas bitui. And the Gemara continues, Name Rav Yamek Rav Yehuda ben Beseira Ushmul Yamek Rabbanon. Let us say that the machlaikis between Rav and Shmuel is the machlaikis of Rav Yehuda ben Beseira and the Rabbanon. That means the following. We know from Rabbi Akiva that we learn out from a ribui hakra that a shvuas bitui could also be made in the avar, in the past. It doesn't just have to be la'asid in the future, lahara o lahaytiv, but it also could be made in the past. Now let us pose the question. A shavua that could only be put in the past and not in the future, will that qualify as a shavuas bitui? L'chaira, we could say that it's dependent on the same achleikis that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira has with the Chachamim in regard to hain and lav, lahara ulahaytiv. Does the Torah mean to say that you have to be able to fulfill all the different possibilities of a shavuas bitui in order for it to qualify? Or is it enough if you just could make it binding in one of those ways? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says that it does not have to be something which could be lahara and lahaytiv. Even if it's just lahaytiv, it will qualify as a shvuas bitui. Similarly, the Gemara says, couldn't we say that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira would also hold that it doesn't have to be in the asid and the avar as long as it's one of those two? Whereas the Chachamim who hold that which it says in the Torah lahara ulahaytiv is dafka, meaning to say that a shvuas bitui has to be both lahara ulahaytiv, and if you could only make this shvua in one of those ways and in the other ways it would not be binding, it cannot be considered a shvuas bitui. The same would apply in regard to lahaba and lashava. If you have a shvua like we have here, which is a shavua shalai zarak plaini evan liyam, which could only be said in the avar and not in the asid, the chachamim would hold that that is not a shavua. And the Gemara continues, aliba de Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira kuli amalei pligi. There's no question that according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, we certainly could say that a shavua could be considered a shavuas bitui even if it is not possible to make it in the future. If now we see that even that which is stated explicitly in the Torah, lahara ulahaytiv, he holds Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, is lav dafka. It doesn't mean to say that a shavua has to be able to fill both of these criteria, lahara ulahaytiv. So lahaba ulashavar bai, is it possible that he would say that a shavua has to be able to meet both the criteria of past and future? So the Gemara says, ki pligi alib d'rabbanan. The machlokes between Rav Shmuel is in regard to the sheet of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold that lahara ulahaytiv means that a shavua has to be able to be created in both the positive and the negative. So Shmuel ki Rabbanan. Shmuel holds the same thing in regard to asid ulavar, certainly holds it to chachamim. He has to hold it to chachamim. The Rav, but Rav says that he does not have to hold like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Because kilei michayvi rabbanon belav vehein diksiv lahara ulahaytiv behedya. When did the Chachamim say that a shavua has to be able to meet both criteria? That's into the regard of hein v'lav. Because hein v'lav is something which is stated explicitly in the Torah. And therefore we understand that this is the basic nature of a shavuas bitui. And this is a criteria with which must be met. Ava l'haba u'lisha'avar hava in regard to the future and the past. Demiribuyi Yatsu, we learn out from a pasuk altogether that it's possible to make a shuah sabitu in the past. Michaivi, it could be that the Chachamim hold that you could be mechuyev even if you cannot say it in the future, because this is not something which the Torah spelled out explicitly as one of the criteria of a shuah sabitu. And therefore, we have a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel b'negeya, the shvua that a person takes. Shalai zarak ploimi evin liyam, whether or not this could be a shvuas bitui. Obviously, it is not possible to make that shvua in the future, because in the future is out of his jurisdiction. The question then remains whether or not it could qualify as a shvuas bitui when he said it l'shavar. Rav holds that it does qualify as a shvuas bitui, and you are mechuyev, and Shmuel holds that it does not, since it is impossible to say it in the Lahaba in the future. I think we should just mention, in regard to the Shita of the Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that we learned that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira holds that it is possible for a person to make a Shavua Lekayim Es HaMitzvah. And the Chachamim hold that a Shavua Lekayim Es HaMitzvah is not Chal, because since it is impossible to make it in the negative form Levatel Es HaMitzvah, it cannot meet the criteria of a Shavuas Bitui, which has to be able to be said Lahara and Lahativ in both forms, in positive and in negative. L'chaira, we have many Sugyas HaShas that tell us another reason why you cannot make a Shavua Lekayim Es HaMitzvah, because Ein Shavua Chal Al Shavua. Why do we need the new reason that it's not considered a shuas bitui, because there's a necessity for a shuas bitui to be able to be said both lahara ulahaytiv? Without that argument, we should answer that you cannot make a shvua l'kayim es hamitzvah because of the klal of ein shvua chal al shvua. However, in regard to Ein Shavua Chal Al Shavua, or Ein Isur Chal Al Isur, there are ways that we could get around that, as we learned in the previous sugyas. There is such a thing as an Isur Maisif, there is such a thing as an Isur Kailel, as we learned a few days ago. And therefore, if the only reason why a Shavua is not Chal is because of Ein Shavua Chal Al Shavua, there are ways that we could make it be Chal by being Maisif or being Kailel, other things together with the Shavua. However, if the argument that a Shavua L'Kayim Es HaMitzvah cannot be Chal is because it's less of the Lav U'Behein, then it's a Kailo and it's a Maisif won't help. And the Gemara continues, Masif Rav Amnuna has the following question. We learned, somebody said that he didn't eat today and he didn't lay tefillin, and a person said to him, ani, I make you Shavua upon you, amen, and the person answered amen to these words, ani, which means the same as having pronounced the Shavua himself, Chayav. The halacha is that he's Mechuyav a Karban Shavua. And the Gemara says, Bishlam Alayachalti, Isay Balay Aichal. If we discussed Layachalti, he could have likewise made a Shavua into the future that I will not eat. But if a person took a Shavua that I didn't lay tefillin, is it possible for him to take a Shavua that I won't lay tefillin in the future? That would be Levatel Es HaMitzvah. And therefore, since it's impossible to make the Shavua in the future, according to Shmuel, it should not be considered a Shavua Sabitu even in the past. So why did we learn Chayav, that he's Mechuyu for having taken this Shavua? And the Gemara says, who might have loved whom emphatically? He asked the question and he answered it. Let's start in Ketani. The Mishnah that says he's Chayiv means two separate Chiyuvim. Layachalti lekarban. If he said a Shavua layachalti, he'll be Mechuyiv a carbon for a Shavuas Bitui, since that's possible to be said into the future also. Lahinachti lemalkus. However, lahinachti, he only would get a Shemalkus for saying a Shavuas Shav or a Shavuas Sheker, but he certainly would not be included in Shavuas Bitui according to the Shita of Shmuel. And the Gemara continues, Matif Rava, Ezu hi Shavua Shav. What is considered a Shavuas Shav? Nishba l'shanes, they say, Yedu al-Adam. If a person took a Shavua to the effect that something is contrary to what is easily discernible by people not to be the case. V'amar, and he said, Alamuch eleven, Shehu shel zav. He said on something which is made out of stone that it's made out of gold. The Amar Ula and Ula said, V'hu shenigal l'gimel b'nei Adam. When do we say that that's a Shavuas Shav? That's only when it's readily discernible by at least three people. However, otherwise it is not nichlal into a Shavuas Shav, because maybe it's true that it's Shalzav or Shaleven, and therefore it is not automatically considered Shav. And the Gemara continues, time and denikar, it has to be readily discernible. Halai nikar, if it is not discernible, then Iver Mishum Shavuas Bitui, obviously it's going to be a Shavuas Bitui. Vamai, why is it a Shavuas Bitui? Ha'enu b'yehei Shalzav, it's impossible to say it in the future. A person can't take a Shavua that this will be gold. And therefore, we have arrived that it's possible that it should be a Shavuot Bitui, even though it's not something which could be said into the future. So it's difficult according to the Shita of Shmuel. Humaisif lava humafarikla. He asks it and he answers it. Nikar oivir mishum Shavuot Shav. If it is obvious that this thing was not what he claimed it to be, then it is a Shavuot Shav. Lai Nikar, if it is not obvious, it doesn't mean to say that it'll be a Shavuot Bitui. Oivir mishum Shavuot Sheker. So it'll be like after having been over the Isser of Laisi Shavu b'shmila shaker. And then Afkemina is, not in regard to what punishment he gets, like we thought originally, then Afkemina will be b'negeya, what the Edom have to be master him for. He will not get a korban chatos for shvuas bitui, but we still have to know whether he is mechuyev for shvuas sheker or shvuas shav in regard to hasra. The Edom have to be master him for the proper laugh. And the Gemara continues, we had a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel holds that a Shavua, in order to be considered a Shavuas Bitui, to be Mechuyiv a Korban, has to be something which could be said b'lahaba en l'sha'avar. It has to be something which could be said in the future, like it says in the Pasuk, Lahara u'lahaytiv. And although Shmuel is Maida, that you could also make a Shavuas Bitui in the past, not like Rabbi Shmuel, he's even going in the Sheet of Rabbi Akiva, like we learned, but it has to be a Shavua that could either be in the future or in the past. Where Rav holds that as long as you could say l'sha'avar, even if it's a Shavua that cannot be uttered lahaba, it still qualifies as a shvuas habitui, and you're mechuyev a karban for being oiver on a shvuas habitui when you have said such a shvuah. However, Abaye says it is only in regard to the issue of lahaba and l'sha'avar, but in the issue of hein v'lav, positive and negative, even Rav will be maida that a shvuah that can only be said in one of the two cannot qualify as a shvuas habitui, and therefore. Amar Abaye umayda Rav would be maida ba'imel lechaver shvuah sha'ani yadei lecha edus. If a person took a shvuah that I know edus on your behalf, the ishtakach delo yadalei, and then we discover that he did not know the testimony on the behalf of his friend the potter, he would not be mechuyev a karban for shvuah sabitui. What is the reason? Because although he took a shvuah in the positive sense that I know edus, he could not have taken a shvuah sabitui in the negative sense. Hayil velesei bechlau sha'ani yadei lecha edus. Since he could not have taken a shvuas bitui that I do not know edus. What is the reason that he cannot? We know there's a parish in the Torah called Shavuot HaEdus. If a person wants someone to testify on his behalf, he could be mashpiah him. And if he gives him the Shavuah in front of Bezdin when he is Rau Lahayid, and he says, I do not know edus on your behalf, and then we find out that he does know edus, he is mechuyev a korban for being oiver on Shavuot HaEdus. We see then that since the Torah said that this particular issue of not knowing testimony on behalf of someone is considered a shvuot ha'edus, that the Torah has removed this shvuah from the parsha of shvuot habitui. Because otherwise, why do we have to be mechayiv him for shvuot ha'edus? It's a regular shvuot habitui. He could be mechuyiv the same korban with the parsha of shvuot bitui. Elamai, it's a raya that the Torah is telling us that this particular Shavua is not included in the parsha of Shavuot Edus. And therefore, when someone takes a Shavua that I do know Edus, he is making a Shavuot Habitui which is only Shaykh in the positive, because the negative sense that I don't know Edus on your behalf is included in the parsha of Shavuot Edus. So therefore, Rav would also be maida that if a person took a Shavua sha'ani yodeh lecha Edus, that it is not in the parsha of Shavuot Bitui. However, yadati v'lo yadati, if someone took a shvuah that I did or did not know edus on your behalf, machlekes, it would be involved in the machlekes Rav and Shmuel, because obviously this is a shvuah which is not possible lahaba. How could anyone predict if he will know something in the future? Hey adati, I did give testimony or I didn't give testimony is also part of the machlekes, because it is impossible for someone to take a shvuah that he will or will not give edus when he knows it, because then it would be levatel es hamitzvah. And certainly if he doesn't know the edus in the future, he can't take a shvuah that he will testimony, because he won't know it, and it is not up to him to see to it that he will know the testimony. And therefore, it is impossible in the future. It is only possible in the past. And therefore, it is shayach to the machlokes that we had before of Rav and Shmuel. And the Gemara says, Bishlam l'Shmuel, this we understand, according to Shmuel, D'amar milta d'lesa b'lahaba l'mechayiv alei l'sha'avar, that he holds that every shvuah habitui which you cannot say in the future, you cannot be mechuyiv for it in the past also. L'hachi afkar Rachmana l'shvuas eidus mechal shviyas bitui. Then we understand why the Torah had to be mechadish to us a new parsha of shvuas eidus and say that a person was over on the use of shvuas eidus when he took a shvua that I do not know eidus on your behalf. But according to Rav, why in the world did the Torah have to say that you are mechuyev because of the shvuah ta'edus? You would have been mechuyev because of the parshas of shvuas bitui. What's the problem? You couldn't take the shvuah in the future that I will know eidus for you? According to Rav, it's not necessary to be able to take such a shvuah in order for the shvuah which is said in the past to qualify as a shvuas bitui. Whereas according to Shmuel, we understand very well. According to Shmuel, since it is impossible to take a shvuah that I will know eidus on your behalf, if a person takes a shvuah that I don't know eidus on your behalf in the past, it cannot be a shvuas bitui. And therefore the Torah was mechadish a new parsha of shvuas eidus. But according to Rav, why was it necessary? And the Gemara continues, Amru Rabbanu Kamei Dabaya, the Chachamim said before Abaya, L'achayuvei alei tarte. It must be that the Torah wanted to be mechayev a person, according to Rav, who takes such a shvuah that I don't know eidus on your behalf, for two different shvuas. He'll be mechuyev a korban for shvuas eidus and for shvuas bitui, which he would have been mechuyev for before the Torah is mechadesh the parsha of shvuas eidus. Amru Lahusu, Abaya said, Tarti lo matzitsu amrisu. You cannot say that he would be mechuyev for two. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa. It says in the parsha of shvuas bitui, La'achas me'ela. A person is mechuyev for only one of these shvuas. La'achas ata mechayev v'yata mechayev shtayim. You cannot be mechayev a person two karbanos with one utterance of a shvua. So the Gemara asks, L'abaya, so then according to Abaya, L'may hilchus gafkei rachmana, so what is really the reason then that the Torah had to tell us that there's a special parasha of Shavuot Ha'edus? According to Rav, he would have been mechuyev a korban because of the regular parasha of Shavuot Bitui. And the Gemara says, L'chiratanya, the Gemara, what the Torah was being mechadishas, B'chula namer v'ne'alam. By every Shavuot Bitui it says, and he forgot. V'kan le namer v'ne'alam, but by Shavuot Ha'edus it doesn't say this. L'chayev al amezit kishoigit, to tell us that in regard to this particular shvuas eidus, he will be mechuyev even if he does it b'meizit, not only b'shaigeg. Whereas b'shaigeg, he would have been mechuyev mishum shvuas bitui, shvuas bitui would not have been mechayev in b'meizit. And therefore, we had to be mechadish for him a halach of shvuas eidus, that even if he did it on purpose, he also will be mechuyev a shvua. Amalei Rabbanin la'abaya, so the Chachamim said to Abaya, eima b'meizit mechayev chad b'shaigeg mechayev tarti. If that's the case, then why don't you say that when he does it b'meizit, the Torah is mechadish a parsha shvuas eidus, and that's why he's only mechuyev one carbon. But if he's over on this shvua and he says, I don't know eidus on your behalf, he should be mechuyev, and he does it b'shaigeg. He should be mechuyev two, one for shvuas eidus and one for shvuas bitui, which anyway would have been mechuyev b'shaigeg. Amar lahu, so Abaye said to them, Lav haina d'amri, isn't this what I said to you? La'achas, achas ata mechayev v'yata mechayev shtayim. The parasha clearly tells us that a person could only be mechuyev one carbon for a shavua, and not two. And that had to be talking about a case where he said it b'shaigeg, because v'yi b'meizid mi'yi katarti, if he did it on purpose, where would you find two shavuas that the Torah has to tell you that you're only mechuyev in one carbon? If he did it b'meizid, the only thing which is mechuyev b'meizid is shavuas ha'edus. But shavuas ha'bitui is never mechuyev b'meizid, because it says v'ne'alam. So it must be that the Torah was coming to tell us with the pasuk of la'achas, achas ato mechayve, v'yata mechayve shtayim, in this specific instance where he took a shavuas ha'edus and it was b'shaigeg, and the Torah still is telling us that you only mechuyev one and not two. Rava Amar, Rava says, we don't need to tell us that you are not mechuyev two because of the pasuk of la'achas me'ela. Mishim dehavi davar shebechlal. V'emesin, every time a person takes a shavuas ha'edus, it was really included in the general statement of shavuas bitui. V'yata lidam davar achadash. And the Torah came to tell me that there's a special criteria for Shavuos Eidus, that it has to be in Beis Din, and he has to be someone who could give Eidus. And since he took this Shavuah, that I don't know Eidus on your behalf, he's mechuyev a korban for Shavuos Eidus. And now that the Torah told us this, Ein lecha baya lechidushai. So you only know that you're mechuyev for this particular Shavuah as the Torah has said the criteria. And therefore, you can only be mechayev a person who took this shvua because of shvuas ha'edus and not because of shvuas bitui, even if it would meet the criteria. Of course, whenever a person takes a shvua that I don't know eidus on your behalf, the question will remain, is this a shvuas bitui?
We know that in order to be mechuyev for a shvuas eidus, you have to be ra'oi leheyud, you have to be in bezdin, but chutz lebezdin or a patel eidus is not taking a shvuas eidus. Does it remain to be a shvuas bitui? Rava says that it is not. Rava is saying that there is no such thing as a shvuas bitui in regard to this statement. The Torah is clearly saying that all it is shvuas eidus, and it must meet the criteria of shvuas eidus. But the Gemara continues, mechlal d'abaya savra yishel shvuah ba'ilam. It would seem that Abaya holds that this shvuas bitui does exist. The only reason why you're not mechuyev two is because the Torah says la'achas. You could only be mechayev him for one and not for two. But that is mashma that inherently, when a person comes to Bezdin and he takes a shvuah that I don't know Eidus, he is really transgressing two. He is transgressing shvuah Eidus and shvuah bitui. And therefore, according to Abaya, someone else who is not in Bezdin and someone else who is not Rayu Lahaid at least should be mechuyev for taking a shvuah bitui when he utters these words. However, the Amr Abaya made it up by Melchaveh Shvua Shani Yodei Lecha Eidus Vishtakach De Lo Yodalei De Potter Hayol Velesei Be'eni Yodei Lecha Eidus. We just learned before that Abaya said that Rav would be made that in regard to a Shvua of Ani Yodei Lecha Eidus, he could not become Mechuyi for Shvua Sabitui because he could not have said it in the reverse. The reverse is a Shvua Sabitui and not a Shvua Sabitui. But what we have just learned in the name of Abaya is Mashma, that every Shvua Eidus is a shvuas bitui. The only reason why we're not mechayiv him too is because there's a pasuk that says achas ata mechayiv v'yata mechayiv mideshnayim. But let us say that for some reason he is exempt from shvuas eidus. For example, if he's patel eidus, or for example he's chutz lebezdin, there would exist a shvuas bitui that I don't know eidus on your behalf. So how could it be that Abaya said that Rav would be maida by such a statement that he is not mechayiv mishum shvuas bitui? So the Gemara hadar be Abaya me'ahi. That Abaya no longer holds of that statement. Rav would not be Maida. It could be that it's not Abaya that said it, it is Rav Papa who said it, and they made a mistake saying that Abaya said it. But since Abaya holds that actually there is such a thing as a Shvuas Bitui that I don't know Eidus on your behalf, Rav would hold that you are Mechuyev when a person says Shvuas Ani Yodei Lecha Eidus.